You're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM, and we're here today with Claude Bellot. Hello, Claude.
Hi, how are you?
Welcome to CJMQ.
Thank you very much. Good to be here.
Yeah, well, Claude, you look after Estriade.
I do.
Here in Sherbrooke.
I do.
Quite the little enterprise.
Wonderful little one, if I may say so.
It is. So, for people who don't know, can you give us a little encapsulation of exactly what Estriade is and what it does?
Absolutely. First of all, let's say that we camp it out in the social enterprise sector, so which is basically a little company or a little organization that has to work on the bottom line of every normal regular enterprises, but also at the same time is we like to say that we have our heart in the right place because we deal with people that are less fortunate than most of us in the community, and our mandate is to provide equipment for them. Stuff from the daily life that they could find at very easy and low prices and something affordable for everyone.
So it's a different kind of concept, isn't it? I mean, it's a place where people can drop things off that then gets reused, gets a second life.
That's it. It's exactly the new bottom line that we've established about 4 years ago, because I'm sure your listeners would remember Estriade because it's been around. In fact, this year it's 20 years.
20 years.
20 years. 1997 wow. was the date of birth, but some of your older listeners will remember that it was even older before that. From 77 to 97, it was called Arthur et son œuvre. Arthur Laforêt, who was a persona of our community for years and years, who's unfortunately deceased now, but he was the one who started it off on Wellington Street and then on Depot and then on Alexandre. And then it became Estriade in 1997.
Well, I'm sure you just piqued the memory of a lot of people, myself included.
Or curiosity.
Well, I had no idea that it started with Arthur.
Yeah. And for me, it's a very special moment because when I first came to Estriade, I come from Sherbrooke originally and have been away for many, many years. But when I came back and I was fortunate enough to be offered the job at Estriade, it reminded me of my youth because my parents used to give us as kids a few cents here and there to go and buy our clothes at Arthur et son œuvre. And when I discovered that it was the same, it was a nice kind of closing of the circle after a number of years.
A lot of our listeners are going to remember that.
Indeed.
Yeah.
So it is basically, as you were saying, a second chance. It's a second chance for things. I call it stuff often. For everything that our super and hyper-consumption society produces and discards right away. We're all stuck in this pattern. We all buy too much and we all dispose of everything too quickly. In fact, that's what producers want us to do. They want to produce more and more and they want you to throw it away. Our job is to be an antidote to this consumption society. So we collect all of these things and we renovate them, we repair them, we clean them up, and we put them back on the floor at a very, very democratic price. But not only that, but is also that we are an insertion program for people who are far from the work market, who have been dealt bad lucks in life and are not privileged enough to get a job. So through the repair that we've created, through the new activities that we came up with, these people are finding a place to work, to find friends, to have a network, to get out of their isolation, and to fight exclusion. Because work, in my opinion, is the best way to get out of poverty.
Absolutely. And people have a chance to get out and actually change their point of view by being with others.
Absolutely. Very essential. Important. Essential. Yeah. So our mandate is then to deal with the material things and most importantly, to organize human life around those material things. And it's magical, I'm telling you. So it's much more than what you see when you come to Estriade, which you see it's a huge building, 25,000 square feet. But behind it is an army of people that moves around, cleans up stuff. Everything that you're bringing to us will be dealt with care.
I've been going to Estriade for many years and dropping off a lot of stuff and going and picking up a lot of stuff. And I've noticed exactly that. It took me a while to realize the backstory to it. It took me a little time to understand what was going on. But as I saw the people working with the things that we'd bring and I saw the way they worked, I saw the camaraderie they had. Yeah. there's a huge amount of camaraderie. I noticed it first of all at during the holiday season. Mm. They get together, they sing together. It's really nice.
That's right. And it's my fault basically that we're not more known, because you know we know what we're doing, but our main fault is not to be able to express to others what we're doing so well, I think. And I've been seeing the changes over the last 4 years, and I can tell you it's tremendous. And we've created 40 jobs in three years. It is incredible. And those people, most of them that are working with us now, were not in action before. Go and talk to them next time you come to Estria, and see how they're feeling about being able to socialize, to be active, and to help, because it's a helping approach that we're having to our work.
Well, actually, I did speak to one about 3 weeks ago.
Wonderful.
I think he looks after the antique section.
Ah, yes, Robert.
And
he's from Lennoxville, in fact.
Yeah, and very interesting person, very interesting background. He told me how Estriade has helped him. And it's in speaking with them, as you say, that you get to know them. And just to remind our listeners, we're talking with Claude Bellot, and we're talking about Estriade, which is on Wellington Street in Sherbrooke.
345. And, may I add, 352, because we recently acquired the former building that used to house Service de l'Estrie. So now Estriade is owning both buildings, and maybe we'll talk a little bit more about what we're doing on the other side.
Absolutely. So near the corner of Aberdeen
and
Wellington Street, just very central, and the parking's not hard.
Wellington Street is one of our biggest parking lot, but we have spaces on both sides now, so people are welcome to come. I know there's a lot of traffic jams during the day, but it's worth your while. Just find a spot and come and see us.
Okay, so I want to address a couple of the conceptions or notions that people have about Estriade. Hmm? First of all, is it for everyone?
Absolutely is for everyone. It might not have been in the old days, but the principle of having a reuse store is that we're diverting an increasing amount of stuff away from the landfills, and that process is helping the community at large, and it also creates local wealth, because the value added of what we put back into the circuit is creating that little wealth which goes back in the community again. So the more people come and purchase, the more you come frequently, and the more you buy, the more it brings a little profit to Estriade, and like I said, everything else is brought in into community projects. So many of my friends have been telling me over the years, but we cannot go and buy there. No, you can, because we have more and more stuff, different quality. We have clothes with that are worth a lot of money as well. You'd be surprised what we find, what people give us. So you find it at Estriade, and again, it's a socially conscious purchase, because you know that by buying it, people are going to find work. It's an environmentally conscious purchase, and it's an economically interesting purchase. So it's got three virtues into one purchase. Find me a store in Sherbrooke that can do that.
There isn't any. There isn't any. And what I really love about it is that you can find little treasures there.
Yeah.
And you pay next to nothing.
That's right.
And you're not worried about it. I don't worry about what I buy there, because I figure, well, you know what? If it's a silly thing and I don't really want it, I just bring it back.
You bring it back. And also, if you buy something, because we have valuable objects, if you buy an appliance or if you buy an electronics, and God forbids, but if you have a problem with it, you bring it back and we'll exchange it for a new one. So we're not going to be giving people a hard time. If you buy something at Estriade and you don't find it working in working condition, bring it back and we'll replace it.
Well, I just love going there, because I find things that I used to have, and there they are again, you know, and I think, oh, well, you know, I had one of those years ago, and I pick it up, and I, you know, play with it a bit, and then I bring it back. And when I say bring it back, I mean, I just bring it back and give it back to the store. Yes, you do have a policy that if something is broken, you can, you know, return something. You have that kind of policy, but I'm talking about you pay so little for these things. Just bring them back and let the people have, sell it two or three times.
And somebody else will enjoy it for a time too.
I know.
But what you're saying now is really important, because it brings in a new element of how we should consume in tomorrow's world. And you know the damage that overproduction does to the environment. And all right, we're not going to change the world at Estriade, but we're changing bits and pieces of world because of that, of what you were saying. You know, you use something, you buy it, you use it a bit, you bring it back. Somebody else will do the same. And as long as that object has a useful lifespan, everybody's winning.
Absolutely. I bought a lot of things there. Well, actually, just right behind us, there's a radio that I bought there. And it's from the 80s. But, I remembered the model. I remembered it very well. And I thought, oh, wow, there it is. So it'll sit on my desk for a few weeks. And then, I'll bring it back and someone else will buy it.
Sure. And it brings you memories. I tell you, once in a while, I go on the floor myself and I see a couch like we used to have in our house in the 70s. And I say, oh, my God, somebody had that in the basement for so long. And then they brought it up. And then, you know what? Kids today are buying these things because they find them cool because they're retro.
It's true. Yeah. It's true. Yeah, retro tables, retro. But you do sell new stuff too.
Absolutely, because we manage, because our imperative is to raise our revenues because we want to hire more people because we found that the recipe was working. So by having more revenues, we know that we can create more jobs. So we've found ways of purchasing end of lines from big stores that allows us to buy, the stuff that have been returned by customers that have small defects and stuff like that. We try to repair them and we put them back on the floor. I'm looking forward, and I send a plea to your audience. If anybody is in business and they have stuff in their store inventory that sits there idle for months, sometimes years, bring it to us or call us. We'll go and pick it up because we have two trucks on the road. And again, it's part of this principle that we call circular economy, that there should be fewer and fewer residues or garbage left in the world. So what is not good for you, what you consider a garbage or leftover things, it's a treasure for somebody else. So it goes back in the circle of the economy. It produces wealth, produces job, and it helps the environment.
I've heard a lot of people who go there and they find a special chair that they wouldn't have found anywhere else. So they take it home, they paint it, and they're all excited. And it's a lot of fun.
Sure.
I'm guilty of buying an awful lot of records and cassettes there. But, records have come back into fashion. Yep. And where can you go and buy records? I mean, there's a whole bunch of records that I have here that are in perfect condition that I bought at Estriade.
Yep.
And, I'll enjoy them. And then I'll bring them back.
That's it. And somebody else will after you brought it back too, especially if it's from the cool period of the 70s. Then,
well, actually, I'm more 50s, 40s, but I found so many nice records there and cassettes. And they're back in fashion.
Sure.
So that you have books as well. You have English books.
English books and many languages, but we're trying to specialize in English books because we have a great Anglophone community in the regions. We're trying to cater to them as well because they're right here. I mean, we're part of the same city. So just a stone throw away, stop by on your way. Whenever you arrive in Sherbrooke and you see a traffic jam, that means you're at Estriade.
You're right, because there's always a lineup of cars there, but I never had a problem finding a parking spot.
That's right. No, you'll find a spot for sure.
Yeah, and I couldn't help but notice that quite often in the back, the CGMQ was playing on the radio.
Absolutely. I've been listening to CGMQ for many years as well, but also employees are putting it on because they have music and, very few commercials, so people love it.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, so it's all part of the community working together. Estriade, Wellington Street in Sherbrooke, the place where you can go and find that all kinds of stuff. I have an older house and there's a certain kind of lampshade that goes with the fixtures.
Yep.
A couple of them broke. Well, if I didn't find them at Estriade, if you go and check often enough, you'll find that thing that you're missing.
We have new things coming in every single day. So we have an army of people working in the back store, preparing the stuff for the next day. And from the morning to the end of the day, we're putting new stuff on the shelves and on the floor. So you'll always find something new and you'll always find something unusual that appeals to you. And then you'll buy it for a very cheap price again.
Yeah, it's hard to think of something that's not there. There's hardware, there's tools, there's clothing. There's furniture, couches, chairs, tables, retro tables as well. A lot of those couches look brand new. I think they are new.
Like I said, we're lucky enough to have found this connection with a large furniture store who's letting us have the end of the line or the returns from the customers. When, like I said, there might be a little defect or it's been slightly damaged. We'll fix it and put it there. But it looks brand new, smack brand new. Absolutely.
You have some very good people doing repairs, I'll tell you that. And paintings. Just 2 weeks ago, I bought a painting. A very nice painting.
And frames. You probably saw we have an entire wall full of frames, and we're trying to put some order into it. So we have a lot of volunteers as well who come in every day. All in all, we have about 100 volunteers helping us.
100?
100.
Wow.
But for special events, not all of them coming to the store, but there's about 15, 20 that are regulars to the stores. In fact, again, call to your audience. If anybody feels like coming to help us out, half a day a week, a day a week, we'll find something to do. There's always something to do at Estrienne. But the frames, we have frames galore. So wonderful frames, sometimes very old stuff. And we'll get them ranging between 50 cents sometimes to $100 because we do get antiques as well that are worth much, much more. But our idea is to not selling too expensive because we want people to buy. We want to be able to change also regularly. So.
Well, I found a painting there that I really loved. It was $15. It's on my wall now. I admire it every day. You know, it's happiness.
Yes. You know? I'm so happy that to hear you say that. I'm very, very happy because that's what it's all about.
CGMQ 88.9 FM. We're talking with Claude Bellot of Estrienne. And how can people get in touch with you if they want to? First of all, they have some stuff that they want to donate.
Yep.
Maybe they can't get there. Is there a possibility for that? And also, people who want to volunteer, how can they get in?
Well, let's address the first question first.
Sure.
So if you have stuff in your house and you don't have the means to bring it over, that's not a problem. We have two trucks that are on the road 6 days a week. So we can come and pick it up. You call us at 819-346-9714, and it's extension 201. And you'll get a lady who answers the phone there, and you just tell her what you have that you're prepared to give us, and we'll schedule an appointment. We'll go and pick it up, and it's done. And it's the same number for the volunteers, but that's a different approach because, again, we like to have our community involved with them. When you see the magic that's taking place there on a daily basis. So we have older folks that are themselves isolated, that have been coming to the store even just to get a coffee, sit on the couch, and look at the busyness of the place. And sometimes they say, well, since I'm here every day, can I give you a hand? Sure. So everybody's welcome to help us out. We do triage, we do cleaning, we do anything you can imagine of. And like I said, it could be half a day or 2 days a week. We have people coming 5 days a week even.
Well, it's a wonderful, wonderful endeavor. I congratulate you on the success of it, on your expansion. You know, we were going to touch on that. We were going to mention the expansion because, yes, you're on the corner of Wellington Street in Aberdeen, but you've also acquired the building across the street that used to be Les Specialistes.
Service de l'Estrie, Les Specialistes. Yeah, they used to sell their secondhand appliance appliance. We had a real problem because the more we began processing the material that was given to us, then the more it was sold. And the more it was sold, the more people knew about it. So it's been a very, very interesting, I call this the virtuous circle, because it's really brought us up to a new dimension. So the more stuff we got, the more stuff we sold, the more client we got, and so on and so forth. So we became a time where we didn't have any place to work, to repair, and all of our workshops in the back were cluttered. So we needed to find alternative space. Sometimes planets are aligned. So we managed to agree with the owners of the building across the street, and we managed to purchase it. And now we have moved all of our workshops that were on the 345, the traditional Estrienne spot. It's all moved across, and so we will be in the near future expanding the sales area on our old building so that we can offer even more stuff to the clients and get even busier and busier and increase the virtuous circle.
So there's so much to cover about Estrienne because it is such a unique endeavor. There's also special events that you have.
Yep.
Now, will you come back, Claude, and talk to us about your special events when they come up? Because you have artists.
One coming up in a month or so.
Oh, really?
Bike sales. Yeah.
Oh, yes. I last year and the year before, those are popular.
Popular. Last year, the first people arrived at 3:30 in the morning.
I know.
Because they had spotted a couple of amazing bikes that were on the floor. Because the Friday before, we open up for people to come and see what we'll have the next day. So, yeah, it's quickly, if I may.
Absolutely.
It's Saturday, 13th of May. starts at 8 o'clock. It's in the building across the street from the traditional Estriade. Yeah, we're going to do it because we have space.
It's so big.
Now. It is. So we'll have close to 500 bikes again this year. A little fewer than last year. We had 600 last year, and they were sold in 3 hours.
Oh, I know it because I went and looked at the bikes like the day before. Because yeah. And I do suggest you go the day before.
That's right.
And look and spot the bike you want and be ready for the next day because they go fast.
And right. we're improving every year our logistics, so it's not a problem. We'll have fun in the crowds today. Also, we'll have people doing amusements and we'll offer coffee. So we're trying to make it a fun event. And at the same time, the bikes are for sale in very cheap price, varying from $5 to $30, $40, $50. Some really good bikes might be a little bit more expensive, but it's the democratization of purchasing stuff that we need. That's what we like to feel it.
What was nice is that all the bikes were checked beforehand and repaired
by volunteers throughout the year.
Yeah, and I saw an incredible amount of really nice bicycles there, and I couldn't believe it. And people were just really, really excited about the whole endeavor. And the next day, like you say, bam, they were gone.
Yep, that's it. Well, we finished at 12, and there were just a couple of bikes left alone on the floor. That was kind of sad. But for us, it was the beauty of seeing a family of 3-4 kids coming with their parents and each being able to leave with a bike. And the parents are not broke for another month or two. So it's...
Yep. Yeah, I saw that. That was really heartwarming. There was bicycles for adults, women's bikes, men's bikes, mountain bikes, just general purpose bicycles, all kinds of them.
Yeah. And as you were saying, you know, we work on them throughout the year. We have a little bike shop repair inside the building. And towards the end, they're all fixed. And we have a little workshop on the outside the day of the sale so that kids could get the seats adjusted or, you know, to get them fitted, retrofitted, so that everybody has the bike that they like with the right seat and everything is in good working condition. So it's there in the morning from 8 to 12 on May 13th.
Yeah, May 13th. And show up May 12th to pick up the one you want.
Well, that's right.
You know, you can't reserve it. So you've got to show up the next day bright and early and be ready to know where it was parked so that you can go right and get it. Put your hand right on it.
You bet.
But, you know, go to Estriade. Check out the place before that as well. I want to thank you very much, Claude, for being with us today.
Thank you very much.
Explaining Estriade, and I hope that will help to make people realize that it's for everyone.
Everyone.
Yeah, and you're going to find some treasure there, I guarantee it. I can't really go by too many times without stopping in, and every time I find something.
Yep.
Yeah, it's fun. You spend very little and have a good time. You've been listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM.